Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
The earliest books of the Bible can seem daunting with their references to ancient Near East practices, especially when referring to so many battles and warfare. Here's a Faith Radio highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Joe was joined by University of Northwestern professor Boyd Sievers, and we talked about bridging the cultural gap between our modern day and the time of the Old Testament as we unpacked his book, Warfare in the Old Testament. Dr. Sievers addressed a question many have had upon discovering the multitude of violence throughout the Old Testament. Why is there so much conflict and strife in the early portion of the Bible?
Because his people went through all of that. They were slaves in Egypt, we can start there, and to escape from that, the powerful Egyptian military had to be defeated, and so a lot of people died in that battle. And then when they moved to the Promised Land, they had to take the land that had been promised to them for literally centuries, but to take it, they had to do so militarily. So God had to help them with their military skills.
So we were chatting a little bit about that time that the Israelites were in the desert, and it was during that time that they became a stronger military force, correct?
They became a bunch of slaves getting out of captivity have only certain skills, and military would probably not be very high on those lists. So they had to learn those capabilities as they were moving toward Canaan.
And then they were able to eventually take Canaan, of course, but we were talking a little bit about the Philistines, and they were a nasty group, correct?
Yes, they were quite a militaristic group, very successful, very powerful, nearly defeated the Egyptians when they came to that region, lost that battle, and then they had to settle where they did. So, but they were very, very skilled militarily.